tweet.
Yeah, he sent some cryptic message.
Cryptic. I mean,
you know, that's the term they use.
Like, well, is it, right. Is it that's cryptic? What it, did we have to did you have to get out your Tory Lanez decipher book to figure out what, you know, to match your characters up to the numbers right. to figure out what right. the message was saying? What, how cryptic was said message is the big question I feel like we really should be getting into. Also, I saw a very funny video of him on Sway in the morning. All right, Sway, not Sway in the morning. I don't know where that came from, but he was on Sway. You know, they do the battle rap.
Oh, yeah, he was. No, it is Sway. No, it's called Sway in the morning.
Is it Sway in the morning? Okay.
Yeah.
And so he...
when he stood up out the chair.
Yes. Yes. Yes, man. He stood up out the chair, and it was just evident that the chair was up very high. He shouldn't have gotten up.
He was literally the same height. That junk was crazy.
Well, in any event, you know, this is a man with poor decision-making skills regardless, so.
Bro, I'm not very tall, and I have never stood up out of a chair been the same height. And I'm not tall. I'm not short either. I would say that I'm literally, like, average height, I guess. Like, you know.
Well, they don't make chairs that big.
Yeah, right.
They don't really make chairs that big, you know, right. unless you were, like, in need a giant chair. But if you're, you know, a 4'2" tall rapper, I mean, no disparages to any short rappers. You know, I'm a big fan of 42 Doug, as most people here know. But I guess if you're a short rapper with balding and
hey, that is not why 42 Doug is 42 Doug, though, bro.
I understand, but
you have to understand. But it applies.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that is why his name is his name. However, you can't overlook the irony.
No, that's facts.
In any event, welcome into So Let Me Ask You This. It's just two buddies talking about life's trivial topics and insignificant issues, as you can already hear. I had a pretty insignificant issue this morning, Taylor. How are you today?
I'm doing well there, Martin, buddy. No, I'm doing actually really good. I told you I just got some new toys, so I'm really excited. Before we get started, though, I just do want to say make sure you go follow us and keep up with us on all things social at So Let Me Ask You This on everything that is just one letter that is you. So follow us, keep up with us. I don't tweet much, but
that's okay.
In the case that I do.
Those who don't say much, their silence speaks volumes.
That's facts.
When you hit the timeline, it's because you got something to say. That's one of the things about Twitter that I don't think people understand. Like, when you send a tweet,
mm-hmm.
it could just go into an empty room and nobody could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you send a tweet, it could go viral and you could become the main topic of conversation for the rest of the day. For the rest of the month.
Yeah, basically. Potentially, on what
you could become a yearly topic.
Yeah.
Whoever, the thing about the first person to tweet about, fellas, would you take your girl on a $200 date? There had to be somebody who originated that debate, which has now been raging for 10 years without any adjustment for inflation, by the way, which seems to be, this seems to be odd.
I was about to say, bro, like, no gas. Like, I'm not putting a battery in my own back by acting like I'm just, like, balling and super rich out here. But, like, nowadays, it's like $200 on a date really is not.
It's really, if you just do the, like, remember those MasterCard commercials where it would be, like, taxi, da-da-da, dinner, and the number, such and such, and then MasterCard, priceless. When you just do that on a regular basis, do that kind of, like, little half-baked math.
Facts.
Only got $8. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
If you just do that math. Then you'll, to get to 200 is a rounding error.
$200 really, I mean, that's, let's just, in Texas, I can't even imagine like LA. Well, I can't imagine, but in Texas, $200 is going to get you probably maybe 4 total drinks, maybe, depending on where you are, maybe 2, but 2 to 4 drinks, 2 nice entrees, an appetizer, maybe a dessert. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's $200, bro. Depending on where you are, more, you know, now if you're at Fridays, you know, no shade to Fridays, but try to go to Saturdays.
I'm not at Fridays.
No, right, not at all. I'm not at Fridays. I'm not at Chili's. I'm not at any of those.
Although, if any of your local neighborhood restaurants that are, have millions of chains around, across the country would care to sponsor this great podcast,
Applebee's,
we are willing. That's my ex girlfriend in college's favorite. Her favorite dessert was from Applebee's, and at the time, it should have been a bigger red flag than it was.
What was the dessert though? Like humor me. What was it?
It was I'm sorry, it wasn't from Applebee's, it was from Chili's, but it was called a paradise pie.
Okay. What is this pie?
I mean, but doesn't paradise never get pie sound name. Like something from Chili's? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what can you get? Like a pear, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure they have like a passion fruit punch too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know. It was like some chocolate ice cream cake pie thing. It wasn't. It was. You know what it was? It was 15,000 calories. That's what it was. Yeah.
Facts. Facts.
That's the way that 32-year-old Martin looks at things like that.
Yeah,
but you know what, TK? I started.
I don't get dessert.
I gave up on dessert. I gave up on French fries. I don't order fries anymore.
That's tough. I cannot lie to you. I hope Trained by Hop, Coach Hop, who actually does listen to this podcast, hope he doesn't listen to this part. But I definitely drove through Wendy's yesterday for a large fry, like solely.
Not a chance. No, man. But also the thing about fries that get me is they. This is a take, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's a reason why they add fries to everything.
Cheap.
And I don't know exactly, but I feel like the value of that I'm paying for to add the fry is not worth the cost of the fry. If you actually break it down, I understand that it's just a dollar, and this is going to sound real Rob Parker-ish, right? However, I'm just saying that like it doesn't feel like the value is there. And then quite honestly, what happened was I was at the airport and I went to a Shake Shack. And I got some fries, and the fries are disappointing. And I paid, because in LA, everything, you know, that dollar is going to be $1.75 or $2 or whatever. Sure. So the extra markup, I looked at the extra markup and I said, this is definitely not worth $2.50. And then to that point, you know what? I'm going to make a stand. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to be different here. And I'm going to stop this obsession with giving me fries and a drink for $1.50 more. In fact, I'll drink my water and you can keep your fries and I'll keep my $1.50 more.
Okay, so what do you substitute a fry with, right? Like
nothing.
Nothing?
Burger. Like yesterday I had a burger at lunch and I just had a burger. That was it. No fries. Would you like fries with that? No, ma'am. I would not.
Yeah, you by yourself, bro. You are 100% by yourself on that. I'm never giving up a French fry. And neither is my child, because when you have kids, for some reason, dog, love French fries, bro. And like we just introduced her to corn dogs. Like, obviously, this is not an all the time thing. Kids have to eat healthy. I hope that you're feeding your children, not you, but just those listeners. I hope you're feeding your kids veggies and things, because they can't walk around like fat asses like us. But occasionally, you know, if we got a fry or whatever, if I'm having a fry, yeah, here, take this fry or, but we introduced corn dogs to her and like, I don't know what they gotta be putting drugs in the, you know, the fatty foods. Cause it is like, why are you so in love with
it? They don't have to put drugs in it. They put that fat and
they put fat in it. Yeah.
Like that's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what they go get and put in there. And that's why, you know, but don't worry about my kids. They all get 3 squares a day.
Dog, this man said he goes to the restaurant and gets just burger. Like, man, hell no. Throw me a fry on there.
You know, the other thing I don't do anymore?
Swap it with a salad. What? What's that?
Like, if it comes with, like, I will swap out the eggs and breakfast for something else. Like, because I make eggs for breakfast all the time with pretty much 4 or 5 days a week. If I'm going to make breakfast for myself, it's going to have some egg component because I stick to the rivers and lakes that I'm used to. It's very easy for me to get.
So you are a breakfast eater.
Yeah, I generally eat in the morning.
On the daily, you're a breakfast eater. You consume breakfast.
I don't know. I mean, yes. I eat a morning meal and a lunch and an evening.
Yeah,
meal.
You consume breakfast. You can,
but I don't. For me, in my head, breakfast has this idea of like it is the first thing I do in the morning. That's
no. Although I'm very routine, but go ahead with your lack of eggs and at restaurants, because I'll get into my routine in a second.
Well, I just say like that's what I like. They always want to add eggs on as well. Like they always want to add, like, you know, you go, the eggs are always like, would you like eggs? It's like, no, what can I sub eggs for? Because I you know what I'm saying? Like, give me more. Cause I feel like maybe the mixed fruit is a higher value than the scrambled eggs would have been.
Maybe. I don't know. So what did you sub it with the other day? Mixed fruit?
No. Yeah. I don't even remember. What eggs though?
Okay, so short thing about me, the majority of the men in my family, at least as I was coming up, did not eat eggs, like at all. My Uncle Munch did not eat eggs. My Uncle Greg does not eat eggs to the day. My grandfather was like the only person that ate eggs. My little cousin, he does not eat eggs. Like the men in the family just, I don't know what it was. So like I kind of fell into that trap, and I'll call it a trap now because I currently eat eggs. So I fell into that because I was like, oh, well, these guys aren't eating eggs. So I'm not going to be the man eating eggs. Right. So I just started eating eggs. So I will get an egg at a restaurant because to me, it's still like a new thing, like
something new to you.
Yeah, you know, like literally I just started. I mean within the past like 5 years, like this is very new to me, like eggs. I'm still figuring out like, oh, okay, I can do this with it, you know. But as far, I was gonna tell you, as far as like routine goes in the morning, breakfast doesn't have to be the first thing you do, but I personally at this point in my life am very routine. So every morning I get up, I turn on the Keurig. I have to have coffee. Like I have to have a cup of coffee in the morning. Now lately I've been eating oatmeal, high in fiber. But actually it's not bad though. And I didn't like oatmeal growing up at all. But now I eat a bowl of oatmeal and I have a cup of coffee. Now on the days where my wife is off work and, you know, and I'm off work or able to, then we can, you know, get some decent breakfast in which we'll do some sausage and eggs and toast and all of that, you know, typical breakfast stuff.
Speaking of breakfast, I have to go to the grocery store. I just realized if I intend to eat tomorrow, I should probably do that today. Because I definitely ate the last bit of bacon this morning.
Is breakfast your like top tier like meal, I guess?
I
or
like what's your favorite? I put what's it like this. Favorite? If I have company over or I have someone, like I feel comfortable making breakfast. Like I can make a breakfast for the both, but like
dinner? Yeah.
Nah, I'm not making dinner, yo. Like I can make breakfast. Like you want to have breakfast? Now you can have what I have for breakfast, you know what I'm saying? But like I know how to do enough things with this specific mix of eggs, bacon, and some form of hash brown or pancake or waffle or whatever to make it be like, oh, okay, this is all right.
Right. I feel like breakfast for the most part, like as long as you're not trying to do like a gourmet meal, I guess, is fairly simple. I mean, scramble some eggs up, put some toast in the toaster, you know, throw some bacon in the pan and you know, you got a pretty square meal there. You know, maybe do some pancakes if you're feeling away. I was never a fan of the big bag of the Crusties, I think is the name, how you call it. The yellow thing of pancakes.
Yeah, instant pancake mix.
Oh man, I was never a fan. I could do instant. I could do like Aunt Jemima. Ain't that who makes the pancakes? She makes the pancakes, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm sure that there's an Aunt Jemima pancake mix. I would be sure.
Mrs. Butterworth's. I don't know.
That's another syrup company that I'm sure has an instant pancake as well.
I am so confused on which black people on the the food containers that we can actually support. I'll be honest, bro. Like, I had no clue. Like, Uncle Ben wasn't good. I didn't know that Aunt Jemima wasn't good. Like, I didn't know.
What did she say on that? What did Sam J say? Like, I thought Uncle Ben was like the Rice King.
Yeah, like, it's really the truth, though. Like, I had no clue that, like when they came out, like, no, we getting rid of Uncle Ben. I'm like, why? He's been my uncle for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like, at this point, I don't know if Zatarain's is what's up or not.
You know what I did add into my morning routine recently? Because now that football season is here, I have work. Work now.
That you do.
Now that football season is here. So I now have to go into the office on Mondays, which means for those the uninitiated, I have to get up super early. I work super early. I have to be at work for like 4:30 in the morning.
That's terrible.
So, but like working from home, I didn't have to be anywhere, so I could like wake up and be in the living room for 5:15, mm-hmm. right? So what I decided to do, instead of getting up earlier on Monday than every other day of the week, I decided I was going to set my wake up time for 4 a.m. every day.
Like, even on the days where you don't have to go into work?
Well, not Saturday and Sunday, but Monday through Friday. Oh, okay.
Right. Even the days that you'll be working remote, you...
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, I do have to go somewhere after my job that I have to go to every day at around 9 o'clock.
Is everybody okay over there?
I don't know. Little do I know. I don't know.
Martin lives in American Horror Story. Ghosts. You got ghosts and everything. Before we recorded the podcast, you had a full 5-on-5 running. Kyrie Irving is next door.
And see, that's my thing. It's like, there's not even a lot of kids that live in this complex, honestly. There's especially not any like children. There's only a few like children. Most of the kids who live here are teenagers.
Like high school. Yeah.
Right, so right. Generally, at least middle school and up. So like
responsible enough to like.
But they're not just yelling and screaming in the hallway. But Lord, but there's one group. And they live near enough to me to where I call the complex, and they know who's calling.
I heard,
Chris. Yeah, my girl Crystal up at the front. She said, "Oh, it's Crystal. Hey, Crystal. Hey, Martin. Come on now. Maybe I was calling with good news.
Nah, doubtful.
Nah, probably not. But what I did add into my so you think, all right, Martin, that's kind of weird. Why would you just get up at 4 o'clock every morning when you don't have to? And it's a good question. It's a very good question. Okay. But I have found that when I end up working, don't get it twisted. Like, this is probably a regular shift for most normal people. I have found a way by working odd hours to make full-time salary and not. I've worked 40 hours a week. Like, you know, for my main job before I, you know, say started hosting other podcasts, there's no way I was working 40 hours a week. I was definitely getting paid 40 hours a week, though. You know what I'm saying? Right. So now I'm probably working around 55 hours a week.
Okay.
In the span of, but I said I wanted to take that sliver of time in the morning. Now I don't do it on Mondays. On Mondays, I just go. But on Mondays, I'm excited to go to work. Because like we just had football Sunday, so it's like let's go
do this. I'll be excited. Got some good stuff to talk about. Yeah.
But Tuesday through Friday, I have implemented about 20 to 30 minutes of yoga into my morning. And I tell you, it makes a world of difference. Like this morning I didn't feel like getting up. And then like when I did get up out the bed, I didn't move until like I'll wake up at 4, probably move around 4:15. And, you know, I take my time. I got nowhere to be. Those days I don't have to go in, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, today I just wasn't feeling. I was tired. And I got up and I took 3 or 4 steps. And I said, oh, no, we about to get this yoga flow in. Okay. Like, for sure. Like,
are you YouTubing it?
So I have like a virtual gym membership. Yeah, I was like, so I've been using the Peloton yoga classes, but there are YouTube alternatives, but it doesn't make, like, I'm not going to use the YouTube because I somewhere pay for this. So like, I might as well use the one that I pay for. But sure, there's plenty of viable YouTube alternatives by far, but probably even better than what Peloton has to offer. But I've been doing like on Tuesday, I did a tough one. It was a tough one. I did like a 30-minute. I was out of that boy like sweating. But I would recommend getting that little stretch in, you know, first thing in the morning.
Is this your first time like doing yoga or participating in something like yoga?
With this amount of frequency. Like, I may have done yoga like twice a week, you know, but doing yoga four times a week. But you know what I'm saying? Doing yoga four times. I've done yoga more times in the month of September than I have in 2021. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. No, I haven't done yoga in years.
Look, I'm telling you, kid, that stretch, it's been feeling good.
This guy turns 32, now he's 55 on the inside.
Look, when I got
to tell you something, Sonny.
When I got to Monday, right? There's no yoga Saturday, no yoga Sunday, no yoga Friday night, none of that. You know what I'm saying? When I got to Monday, I was at work like my back was feeling all funny. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to crack my knuckles. And I was like, what's going on? Come Tuesday, all of them snap, crackles, and pops came right out. And I was like, huh?
Are you sweating?
It makes me sweat. Like after, like, you know, I mean, I'm not like going to be like on Tuesday, I was sweating, but it was for like half an hour. But like, I'm not going to be like drenching in sweat by anything, but I will be sweating.
Okay. Okay. And so you already said, so you feel looser, I guess. Have you felt that it's made you like kind of, you're kind of a calmer person anyway. I've seen you turned up every from time to time, you know, like with rah-rah, but it's very rarely. You're not, everybody listening to this, if they know us or know me, they know that I'm very rah-rah. Like, so I'm asking, like, you know, did it adjust kind of like, no, you were already calm.
I know what it is. Well, this is what it does. It helps me deal with everybody else's bullshit.
Okay. All
right. Because you're right. I'm generally chill. There's not a lot that can really knock me off my center. But when people come to, like, this is one of my biggest pet peeves, because rarely am I this way. I don't really operate in emergency mode. Right. And it's kind of bothers other people. I don't say bothers other people, but it's a little counterintuitive because almost everything I do is produced live. Right. Mm-hmm. Or like with very minimal editing it's very not. What time is it? 3 o'clock. Okay, it's 2:55. We have 5 minutes to figure it out. Let's figure it out. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we are going to figure out something. But some people just don't operate like that. Some people operate with the chaos and throwing papers in the air and just operating in complete helter skelter. Now, what this yoga has helped me do is when you run into my room or my proverbial room with your hair on fire, I don't look at you and scream, your hair's on fire. I just look up calmly and say, okay, this person is freaking out. I'm about to get what I need to get done. As opposed to being like, hey, can you chill out for a second so I can get back to what I need to do? Mm-hmm. It helps me. It helps with that, I'd say.
Okay. Do you have like some calm like music in the background? Are you lighting stone, you know, like pouring steam on stones? You know?
Nah, you know, see, I appreciate your attempt at humor as I'm trying.
I'm not though.
Life advice. I'm trying to give you solid life advice so you can be a better man every day. And you over here asking me if I'm setting off the Zen garden at 4:15 in the morning. No, listen. I turned the TV on. I put the thing on there. I rolled a yoga mat out and I'm sitting there.
Oh, you got a mat.
Basketball shorts. Yeah, okay. I got a mat. You got to have a mat. If you're going to try to do the yoga, you got to have a mat.
You do have to have a mat, though. You'd be slipping all over the place.
No, I don't have the yoga blocks. I don't have. I have a little blanket. It's not a yoga blanket. It's a sleep-on blanket. But I folded it up, and it works the same. So I'm not out here trying to be Yogi Berra. All I'm saying is, I think that yoga in the morning has been beneficial for me, and I was sharing it with my friend. You're gonna be all funny.
Honestly, so I do have jokes. I do got jokes, but I think you should know this, that in high school, our coach made us do yoga as he was a yoga instructor for football. So every was it Saturdays after the game? Yeah, it would be Saturdays after the game. We would come in, do yoga, watch film, and then we would, like, you know, do some sort of conditioning. Chances are we lost, so we would have a little bit of extra. Actually, I'll take that back. What were we? We were 5-4. We had a winning record my senior year.
Chances are you lost.
Yeah. But yeah, so we had to do yoga. So I was being funny, but I do know that yoga can be, like, really hard. I wish, to be 100% honest and open on this on air, I wish I would have taken it a little bit more serious, because I do see, or did see, the benefit while doing it. Like, I used to sweat though, but at some points we would go to the yoga, like, place, like, where he worked. And they would have, it would be hot yoga. Boy.
What football coach did you have that was all,
like, Jim Thomas? Coach Thomas.
Okay.
My senior year. I'm
thinking Shrewsbury as hot yoga instructor. And I don't even know how to describe Shrewsbury to those who do not know him, but he's just a shrivelly man, is the thing I could think to describe him.
Yeah, no. No, absolutely not. Shrewsbury did not have us. Nah. And if we were,
you know who Shrewsbury looks like?
Whoa.
Kyle Chandler. Kyle Chandler was the coach from Friday Night Lights. The show.
I would agree.
He looks like him, but, like, his definitely not actor cousin.
No. No,
like, he's definitely not actor cousin. Like, he's definitely regular math teacher, football coach. Ironically enough, Friday Night Live, I didn't even do that math in my head that was a show about football. That just goes to show you where my head is at this time of the year.
Yeah. Wow. That is,
you know what? Hold on a second. Absolutely. Did you see that Ben Simmons is not reporting to training camp?
Yeah. Like, who are you?
Honestly, first of all, like, this is a hot take, but I'd be fine if the NBA just decided to take their ball and go home on Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons go home. You don't want to go to training camp? All right, well, you don't have to come play.
Please don't.
But, however, I think that there has to be something said. And for those who are unaware, Ben Simmons was a number one overall pick.
I was about to say, I didn't know if he was number one or not, but I'm like top five. But yeah, you're right.
Positive, he was the first overall pick.
I believe so. What was he? Yeah. Because that's when the Sixers sucked, like, a lot.
They got Embiid. He sat the whole year. And they got Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And Simmons was up against Rookie of the Year with Donovan Mitchell.
And they got Fultz.
They got Fultz after Simmons. But in any event, Ben Simmons was, God, this is going to be embarrassing if he wasn't, but a number one overall pick out of LSU, a team that didn't even make the tournament at the time. And progressively throughout his NBA career has gotten not better, definitely not better, and regressed to the point that in the fourth quarter he refused to shoot the ball and just shoot the ball in general, but the most egregious thing, passed up a wide open layup.
Yeah.
I say all that to say that people who are not aware of this would have been a big thing for Philly. Essentially, Philly don't want him.
They're like,
cool. They don't want him back.
Hey, y'all, they said Ben ain't coming. Bad.
But you see, the thing is, though, I don't even feel like that's the case. I feel like people in Philly right now are like, what do you mean you're not coming? And that's why I say I have to commend Ben Simmons and his agent group in this regard. Philly don't want him no more.
Nah.
But Ben Simmons quit before he got fired.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Ben Simmons said, I am not showing up for work under these circumstances.
And that's what you got to do sometimes.
What do you mean? You weren't coming. As soon as you got in the door, you were getting fired. And Ben Simmons said, you know what? I'll never come back in the door. Take my resignation letter.
Yeah. Yeah. I one-upped you. By the way, he was a number one draft pick 2016.
I was about to say, I was the thing that was throwing me off was I could not remember if it was 2015 or 16.
16.
That's why I was so unsure of myself.
But Joel Embiid was 14.
Yeah, they took Embiid and then he got hurt. And then, yeah, and he was hurt the whole year. Man, there's a video clip of me floating around out there and me telling that Jabari Parker was the guy from that draft.
It wasn't a bad take at the time. I liked Jabari. I really did. But his game didn't translate to the NBA. It never panned out.
He spent a little bit too much time eating French fries until he turned vegan.
Is he vegan now?
I believe so. And people will say like they're a vegan. There's a lot of ways to eat messed up as a vegan too.
Oh, for sure. Like
you can eat very unhealthy as a vegan. This was news to me about 4 or 5 years ago, and I just was shocked.
No, you definitely can. I mean, like, when I was getting married, I was dieting and working out like massively. I think you remember this. Like, I was going nuts, and at one point, I realized my progress was slowing down, and a lot of it was because I replaced my snacking with like from fatty stuff, you know, chips or whatever, with like sunflower seeds. And yes, it was healthier, but sunflower seeds have so much sodium in it that it ends up offsetting. So, yeah, like offset. You can like too much fruit. Like fruit generally is good for you, but you can eat too much fruit to where it turns out that, you know, because it still has sugars and things like that in there. You know what I mean? So yeah, you can eat unhealthy as a vegan. Although I do not drink dairy. I eat cheese though, but I don't drink dairy. My child doesn't.
You hear this?
Yeah, are they dragging tables?
This guy, and here's the thing. I know it because I get up every morning. This guy goes to work every day at 4:45 in the morning. And I just want to know, what type of jerk do you have to be to drive a car that sounds that loud?
Oh, that was his vehicle. 5
in the morning. That's a pickup truck. That's got a muffler the size of my head. Yeah. And I got a 7 5/8 bad boy up here. Okay, this bad boy is thick.
That's crazy. I never aspired to have a vehicle that was like so loud. My music is loud, but you can control that.
My music is relatively loud. No, like it's loud in my car.
My music loud. I got a sub in the back and everything. No, I'm bumping, but I could turn it down. And you know, like when I come in my neighborhood, I turn it down because I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be this guy that you're talking about. Like, you know, hey, what kind of jersey is that you have on there?
This is a jersey from the French national soccer team.
Is that an Mbappe?
It is.
I just know Mbappe. Who he is because he's been on the cover of
he's supposed to be LeBron of soccer. So I was like, when when Fox had the World Cup, you know, it was very easy to watch it, as you could imagine. Walking in and be on TV, especially because it was in Europe, so it was literally in the middle of the night. Local news, France versus Germany. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, might as well. And then I saw Jenny Taft interviewing Kylian Mbappe in French. I was like, that is some of the coolest thing I've ever heard a reporter do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was my introduction to Mbappe. She was like, you know, he's like one of the best soccer players in the world.
Like, yeah, well, he's been on FIFA 2 years in a row. He's been on FIFA 21.
Well, this was not the most recent Men's World Cup, but the one before it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So this was this was a while ago. This was Mbappe was like 16 when I got this jersey. But I'll tell you this. One thing that's underrated about wearing jerseys, or I guess not, maybe not underrated, but just underexpected, because I don't wear a lot of sports jerseys. Well, jerseys in general. I don't know where else I would get a jersey from that wouldn't be sports. But I don't wear a lot of jerseys, just in part of because of the job that I have. I have this one. I have a Michael Jordan jersey from when he played baseball and a Josh Gibson jersey that I would wear out.
Mm-hmm. We spoke about the jersey.
Yeah, we talked about this. But
yeah,
I wore this in Detroit one day.
Okay.
Walking down downtown Detroit. Now, a place I'm very familiar with, have been several times, more than a few. Have had my experiences up and down on the south side of the north side, I guess, of the Detroit River. And the south side, too. Mm-hmm. Just on the way to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But with this shirt on, the amount of white people who stopped and talked to me was shocking. I had never, this jersey definitely let me know, because I mean, like, these tourist people were talking, these Canadian people were talking to me, and it's like Saturday evening,
yeah,
8, 9, 10, you know, I'm like, I've been in this situation before, and you coming out of the Fox Theater are not normally stopping me on my way wherever I'm going.
What are they saying?
So apparently this jersey's old, right? So they get a star every time they win the World Cup. And now there's three stars on it. But for me, this was the one that was on sale.
That's a classic. I mean, that's a classic.
That's a classic. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's the classic. But so somebody taught me that. Somebody told me that is what the FFF stands for, which I'm from Federation of France or something like that. And, you know, but really people just were like, oh, do you like Mbappe? Oh, you know, other soccer players. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Have a good night.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just looked this jersey up. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's from 2018. That's a 2018 World Cup jersey. Yeah. You seem like less a threat, I guess. Like I wore a shirt today, and somebody was like, "That's a nice shirt." And I was like, "Okay," but it was a wrestling tee, so you know, like when you well, maybe not. I shouldn't say less a threat. You seem more relatable, I guess. You know, like you're like it's like, oh, you know, such and such. I wear Michigan gear all the time, and people are like, "Go blue!" I'm like, "Go blue."
You know, it's interesting you said. I was listening to a podcast by a Michigan alum, actually, Jane Costin on the New York Times. She works for the New York Times. She's a journalist. And her, it's called The Argument is the name of her podcast. And she had an episode, Is Being a Football Fan Unethical? Which is a debate I find eminently fascinating and one that I have opinions on that surprise people, but in the argument she said that in her podcast she said that one, she obviously as a reporter she has to talk to conservative people all the time, are people who radically disagree with her, just even just her, you know, I don't think it's too ridiculous to say her existence as a black woman, right? Like some of the things, like, you know what I'm saying, if not in verbal, whatever, in policy and in the way they carry themselves and so on. And she says, though, you know what the one thing that they have in common? They both know what a 3-4 defense is.
Yeah.
They both know pro style offense. They like football is the language of so many people in this country.
Yeah. But that's very true. Hey, you mentioned jobs. I forget. I think we were talking. Oh, Ben Simmons and how he basically put in his 2 weeks' notice. So you wrote on the notes job hunt annoyances, and I definitely didn't want to like go away without talking about this because I have a few. So I don't know if you want to start or if you want me to just kick it off because I definitely have a few.
Well, I haven't. The interesting thing is what
you're not hunting for a job.
I have to give Kyle Bogey this credit. Back when we were both answering phones in 97 won the ticket, he told me, I was like, where are you going to apply next? Where are you going to apply next? He said, I don't want to ever apply for a job ever again. And I was like, huh? And he's like, I want people to ask me to come work for them.
Right.
And I realized that, and I realized what that meant. And I'm at a place now where that's starting to happen a little bit. So it's really kind of cool. But like that, like he planted that in my head the whole time. He's like, you're never going to get a job just by applying for a job. Or especially in the jobs, you know, seeking that we're trying to get at, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's just not how this, that's not how this.
It doesn't work like that in your industry at all. Like
ironically enough, he's out of the business.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's applying for jobs.
Yes.
No shade, bro. Don't come attack me. I'm just
joking. Well, he has his own business. So okay, I don't know what else he does, but I know he started his own business. So he's at least hiring people who are applying for jobs.
Right. Either way it goes. Okay. So you don't have any?
Not at the moment, no.
See, so I have some. I hate when you ask me to submit my resume and then you ask for work experience behind that. That pisses everybody off. I know that that's a common one, but it's one that really, really, really bothers me. Like, why? My resume is right here, and I'm literally just going to go back and copy everything that was on my resume, drag it over, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one. Two, I hate the situational questions. You know, like, what would you do if, you know, or tell me about a time when, like, come on, bro. I'm lying. Like, and I don't think it's any shame in me saying I'm lying. Like, everybody is lying in this situation, you know, like, you know, just like when you would fill out the assessments and it's like, what would you do if you saw an employee stealing? Would you A, you know, tell the boss, or, you know, D, steal with them? Like, if I hit D, I'm a dumbass and I shouldn't even work here. Yeah. You know?
See, I love those because they don't have the option of what, because my answer is E, I would not see somebody stealing because all I do is go in and do my job and leave. I don't bother nobody. I don't be looking at nothing. I don't see nothing. I didn't see nobody and talk to nobody. I said hello. I was polite. I smiled and I went about my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they were stealing, how am I supposed to know they were stealing? I thought it was theirs.
Yep, straight up. No, like those type of situational assessment questions typically came. I would see this when like applying for like this is like high school situations, applying for, you know, shoe store jobs and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like, dude, like, come on. But to that point, we went to the mall. I don't know. During the week. Oh, my birthday. I'm tripping. We went to the mall on my birthday. And because I was looking for a shirt or whatever for dinner that night. And you can tell which group it is that works on a Tuesday in the mall. You know, you walk in, and that's how I know that I'm old now. Like, you walk in and they look at you and they'll say, you know, hey, welcome in. Hey, you know, it's just like whatever. I'm like, I don't even want to buy shit out of here. I'm leaving, you know, like, I don't know. That's how I know I'm old and washed up now. But yeah,
I'll say this, not necessarily in the mall, but overwhelmingly in California, if they're going to greet you, it's as soon as you open the door, somebody's like, welcome. Like, and it's weirdly loud. Like, and it's just like, oh, okay, cool. I'm here. Hi. Yeah. Is this even like, I don't, thanks guys.
Yeah,
but no.
Yeah, I was just trying to sneak in and sneak out.
So, yeah. But no, the thing that I used to hate about a job, like the job hunt, is because like I would try to answer the questions earnestly, like I really would. But okay. I'm applying to so many different jobs that,
bro,
when you ask me like where is the common app for jobs? Like I filled out one application and applied to like 13 schools. You know what I'm saying?
LinkedIn has changed the game, I think, with the LinkedIn Easy Apply button. So it just takes literally what's on your profile and submits it via the application, and you don't have to fill out the application because you applied with link with your LinkedIn, you know, profile. LinkedIn, I'm be honest, bro. In 2021, I use LinkedIn just as much as I use Facebook.
Yeah, I know one of my good buddies is a LinkedIn executive. I know that they
it's a good app. It's a great app. I've gotten the last
lot of stuff on there.
The last three jobs, my current one kind of included, came via LinkedIn. Like LinkedIn is top tier. Like if you don't have a LinkedIn, chances are you either aren't in that type of space or you don't have a job.
Everybody like, tells me I need to update my LinkedIn.
Yeah, you probably should, bro. Like I have tons of connections on my LinkedIn. Like tons of connections on my LinkedIn, but it makes me look, you know, like I look like a media professional. That's what my profile says, at least. I mean, I am a media professional. I've been doing my career for 5 years now. So if anything, I'm a professional. I'm not going to call myself an expert, but I'm experienced. You probably should, man. LinkedIn
I will call
LinkedIn
myself an expert. Shit. Look, let me tell you something.
Expert Ted. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you tell me where they send this where the expert school was at.
There is none. Sorry, I'm drinking water. I wanted to tell you at the beginning of the podcast, dog, water out of cups like this always hit different, bro.
Honestly, it's like they stay cold. I need a bottle and I just refill my bottle because
you don't like the big open mug cups?
I spill it. I spill it. Although I have become a tea drinker in the morning. Yoga and some tea.
Yeah, what's up with you, bro?
Starting a little morning routine, man.
Yeah, I see. Do you not drink coffee?
A little morning routine. No.
Really? Why not?
Never really cared for it. I don't like the way it makes me feel.
It makes you feel the way?
I don't drink. That much
I don't drink that's the only caffeine that I do drink. I don't drink soda. You know, if I'm drinking alcohol, I might, you know, put a dab.
But I feel like that's saying like the only way that you smoke is smoking cigars. Like you still smoke, you know what I'm saying? Like if it's like you said the only way you drink, it's like you still smoke pretty significantly too. Like if you smoke a cigars.
I smoke a cigar. I do you smoke cigars?
No.
Damn, bro, you really are just Mr. Health Guy over here.
I suppose.
Damn, what's the deal? You don't smoke cigars.
I
just didn't care
for them. I mean, literally, I was in, not to flex, I'm in Havana, and I'm like looking at the thing, fresh off the thing, and I spark one up, and I was just like, I felt bad now because this whole thing is here and now I got to have it and not a single part of me wants it.
Well, you could do like a lot of cigar smokers do and just hold it and let it burn. And then hit it every once in a while, just blow it, move out and just let it keep burning. And just take pictures with it. A lot of people do that.
That's just, but it was just kind of the idea of like, when in Rome, do as Romans do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like what Romans are doing right now.
That's good. That's good. This guy doesn't drink coffee, doesn't smoke cigars. I mean, does yoga, doesn't eat French fries. I mean, what's up? What's up? Healthy Harry over here.
God, I'm a man of principle.
This man is out here healthy as hell. I feel bad. I'm in shape. Like, I go to the gym, but I'm going to eat a fry and I'm going to smoke a cigar every once in a while.
Not even to be funny. Like, and if you don't, I'm a sports journalist. Like, we don't talk a lot of sports on here, but I'm a sports journalist and I do a lot of shows. Like, this is not the only show that I do or anything like that. And I see the people who are successful in the business and they're in shape. They don't. And I see the people who aren't as successful or worse, people who die at like 50, 60 years old. Because this is kind of a performative business.
No, that's not a fact.
You know,
no, that's fact.
And That's kind of what I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, getting football season, like, everybody else is getting ready for football season. Like, the people who I'm covering, the people who I'm working for, the people who are working under me. It's like, what am I going to do to get ready for football season? I need to be ready for football. Like, the off season is over. It is here now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, now is the time to go. So that's kind of, like, the idea behind that attitude of, like, just trying to develop routines that, like, I mean, hell – the two people that I work with, that one of them works out twice a day. Well, both of them work out twice a day, but one of them's up at 2:30 every morning on the treadmill. Now, I think that's a little maniacal, but if he can be up at 2:30 in the morning on the treadmill and do what he does, I can be up at 4:15 doing yoga.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I mean, in your business, for sure, like, in order for you to be on TV, hell, even the radio, you do have to have, you know, you have to be attractive. I hate to be so whatever the word is that falls in there, but it's true. Like, you're not gonna get on TV if you're not some sort of good looking. You know, like, nobody wants to see that. So I mean, I get it. Now, are you a little bit of a stickler? Yes, because Michael Jordan had, like, a six pack and got six rings, and he was smoking cigars. So, all right,
but the other thing is, though, the thing is that people, like, Michael Jordan also was burning 2,000
calories for sure
before 3 p.m. For sure. You know what I'm saying? Sure. I may burn 2,000 calories in 3 days, right? You know what I'm saying? Like. And you can really tell who it affects. It's offensive linemen when they retire. They either get bigger or they get smaller.
Or they get smaller. No in between. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No in between. Nah, there's no offensive lineman that just stays at the same weight the entire time.
Joe Thomas
really, looks like he looks like he played quarterback.
Yeah, bro. He lost a lot of weight. He lost a lot of weight. He is in mad shape right now. He was on American Ninja. Was it American Ninja Warrior or Titans? One of the shows with The Rock, who is insanely insane.
The Rock is on steroids. And that's okay.
You think so?
Yes, yes. What do you mean? Do I think so? Yes, I think so.
I don't know, bro.
I feel like I know with uncertain fact that man is on steroids. You know why I know that man is on steroids? Because I live and work around people who work out for a living. They have to do it, and they can't take any steroids, and I see what size they are. And I see him on TV, and I see what size he is, and unless the camera's adding 10 pounds, it cannot be so. I refuse to believe that a man can shape his body in that way without hormonal help.
Nope. You went from healthy Harry to hating Harry. Because nope, I ain't putting it on my guy. I think my guy just being the Iron Paradise, as he calls it, slinging them weights. I saw my man lifting with some chains.
I have no doubt that he is in his Iron Paradise slinging some weights. I also have no doubt that when it comes time for recovery, I'm sure he uses whatever pre-approved, advertised, sponsored Theragun version he has in his hyperbaric chamber. And when he gets that roid shot, it comes straight from the source.
Aww,
but you know what the other thing is too, though? You know what the other thing is too, though? A lot of people, steroids aren't that bad of a thing. They really, truly aren't. They really, 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 really aren't that bad.
Okay, tell me more. Tell me more. How come?
There are so many different ways. Now, I will say this. The anabolic under the Balco, that's not great, right? That's not great. But it's all because it's unregulated. But you know what the basic, like, what anabolic steroids, they thin your blood. So that way it'll move faster and you can recover faster.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing that a hyperbaric chamber does. It's the same exact, like, with Tom Brady when he goes into his pressurized sauna. It does the same thing. It's just not injected into their blood. It's like blood doping. What blood doping is, you take some blood out of your body, you oxygenate it, and you put it back into your body, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hyperbaric chamber is doing the same thing. It's doing the same thing. So it's like the idea that, like, that athletes aren't aren't using anabolic methods to recover faster is just fundamentally false. So the idea that something like, and these are professional athletes. I don't have any problem with The Rock being on steroids. You know why? Because if he wants to be on steroids, he can be on fucking steroids.
Yeah, well, I mean, at this point, he's not an athlete. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
and even when he was wrestling, which was scripted. So,
and I'm saying,
it's all visual. It's all visual.
I'm not saying that you should be 17 years old trying to go play running back in the Big Ten, right. And you're a junior in high school, so you're shooting up steroids. I'm not saying that is the case.
Definitely don't recommend that at all.
But what I am saying is in a controlled
environment. So let me ask you, this is not going to be held responsible for those things. Do not go use steroids, whether The Rock uses them or not.
What I'm saying, though, is in a controlled and safe environment in which overwhelming professional athletes are in, the effects of steroids are not the end of the world.
Yeah,
and the processes in which you go. Now, if you go and you get in your cocktail, that's going to go ahead and, you know, shrivel you up and then have you on the roid rays. Like, those are things. But these are also because it's so unregulated that exists.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you could just go to the store and buy your steroid, you would never do that. In fact, that's why people are so much into the hyperbaric chambers.
That was the Chris Benoit situation, right? You're familiar with Chris Benoit?
Yeah, but wasn't that in 1997?
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I don't know. I think it was a little bit, it was like 2000 something. I don't know. Look it up. But yeah, same situation though. You're right. I agree with that. I mean, I don't think The Rock is on steroids personally. I think that boy just be like swinging weights around.
Oh, no. It was 2007.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I don't know. I knew that was because
I don't know, but again, I wasn't really into the wrestling. Like, I don't know. You know, that's probably a very unregulated place in which they're trying to get you back out as soon as possible.
Oh, steroids all over the place in wrestling. I mean, Vince McMahon himself is probably shooting up steroids 100%. Have you seen this man? Is he swole? And he's like 62. Like, it makes no sense. So, I feel you.
But if you look at this, to put a pin in, if you look at the recovery methods of a lot of professional athletes and you look at the actual impact of steroid usage, it's very, like, the outcome is very similar.
Yeah. I saw The Rock lifting weights. He hit himself in the face. He needed to get stitches and he finished his workout. I was like, bro, I will never beat that level of, like, like the minute I even stubbed my toe in there, I'm like, oh well, that was it for today.
Like, what do people think creatine is and pre-workout? What do you think that is? Like, what do you think that is? You think that's just all of a sudden you just get this buzz? Like, what do you think's going on here?
You don't take pre-workout or you do?
I don't work out in that way. But like, you know, see, when I was in high school, they were shoving creatine down my throat as I dreamt of being a D1 basketball player for a split second. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put on weight. It's like, all right. This powder is how I do it. Okay.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of the pre-workout.
It doesn't taste great. You know, they say this is chocolate. Understood.
Yeah. No, I drink protein. I drink protein. Protein isn't bad. But the pre-workout I cannot get with. That it like gives you too much like jittery, you know? It's too much. Like I had a 5-hour energy and we'll close out soon. But I had a 5-hour energy not recent, but within the last 5 years of my life. And I vividly remember how terrible it made me feel.
Dude, I'll tell you, if I'm not driving long distances, that'll be the time that I drink coffee. But I had too many cups of tea this morning, and I was stuttering all over my podcast. Just because I had too many, like, because it's just a slight level of caffeination. Because, I mean, I drank, like, a lot of tea this morning because I was
kind of tea? What kind of tea is this? Earl Grey? Or?
Bro, the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's just Trader Joe's watermelon mint flavor, like, Trader Joe's has the weirdest combinations of things. And I saw it and I bought it. And I didn't touch it for 6 months, I swear. And then one of my coworkers mentioned that I had always used to have a cup of tea in the morning. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I did used to have a cup of tea in the morning. And so I started doing it. And so now I have a few different kinds of tea in the crib. But that's what I had this morning.
Do you do tea at nighttime as well?
Not so much. not so much. It's a morning thing for me. Even I'll even do like the, but I know there are supposed to be like the calming and relaxing
yeah.
teas. Like,
yeah. They have them.
I say like tea kind of gets my day started. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of like the hot water gets everything flowing. You know, everything going, everything on the way. So it's like, no, nah, I don't really want the same vibe as I'm shut down.
See, and as we're talking about this, I'm now thinking and considering going to get some calming tea to do the nighttime tea thing, because in the morning I have to have my coffee. Like I tweeted it today. The first sip of coffee is like unmatched every day. Like it's like let's go. Like let's get it going. But I would consider drinking a tea at nighttime. Like a calming tea, because oftentimes I'll say I want a cup of coffee, but I don't want to I don't want to be awake. You know, I know I'm going to want to go to bed, but I'll want like a warm drink. And so tea may be what I consider going to. So we'll see. But anyway, thanks for sticking with us. If you're still here, if you're not, then I guess you won't hear this anyway. But until the next time, I'm Martin. I'm TK. That's Martin. Keep up with us on all things.
I'm confused of who I am. I don't know who I am anymore.
Healthy Harry. follow us on all things social. So let me ask you this. That is just one letter U, unlike the spelling that is spelled full out in our podcast. So until you hear our voices again, this has been TK. That's Martin. We'll catch y'all later. Who am I?